for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. About 400 Chinese people who were rescued from a devastating hurricane in Dominica have arrived at Shanghai Pudong International Airport. The stranded Chinese nationals were mostly employees of Chinese-funded companies involved in building a bridge, a Chinese government assistance project in Dominica. They were transferred to a neighboring country before making the journey back. The rescue mission marked the first time for a Chinese flight to land on the territory of Antigua and Barbuda. Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 storm, landed in Dominica on the evening of September 18th with winds of 260 kilometers per hour. It killed at least 15 people and left 20 missing. The general provisions of the Civil Law of China went into effect on Sunday. The 11-chapter, 206-article general provisions of the Civil Law confirmed the civil rights of Chinese citizens, demonstrating the values of dignity, personality, and privacy of every citizen. The general provisions of the Civil Law were passed by China's National People's Congress. The provisions represent the preamble of the Civil Code that's planned to be enacted by 2020. The new provisions add an article on the protection of the interests of fetuses, saying that fetuses that require protection in the succession of estates and receipt of donations shall be deemed as having the capacity for civil rights. The statutory age limit for minors with limited capacity for civil conduct is lowered from 10 to 8 years, which is primarily designed to raise minors' awareness of their rights and obligations. The provisions also stipulate that an adult with no limited capacity for civil conduct shall not be eligible to be a guardian. The general provisions, which laid down the basic principles for the Civil Code, is the crucial first step in compiling the Civil Code. The second step will compile 5 individual books that'll cover property, contracts, tort liability, marriage, and inheritance. The work started late last year. Hong Kong and Macau held grand flag-raising ceremonies on Sunday morning to mark the 68th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. At the Golden Bohemia Square, China's national flag went up along with the flag representing the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region to the tune of the National Anthem of China. Around 2,400 people, including Hong Kong's chief executive and other senior government officials, attended the celebration. But 1,000 Hong Kong residents and tourists watched the ceremony. Macau also held a flag-raising ceremony at its Golden Lotus Square to mark National Day. The ceremony commenced at 8 in the morning when soldiers escorted the national flag and Macau's regional flag to that square. Hundreds of government officials, guests from all walks of life, and representatives from the central government's organizations in Macau attended that ceremony. Road, rail, and air transport across China are bracing for a busy week. This year's week-long holiday to mark National Day began yesterday, while Mid-Autumn Festival falls on October the 4th. The two occasions combined create an 8-day holiday period. The National Tourism Administration says the total number of domestic tourists from October the 1st to the 8th is expected to exceed 700 million, and the revenue from domestic tourism will total nearly 600 billion yuan. In China, northwestern and southwestern regions remain top on the list for travelers. For overseas travel, East Europe and Africa travel routes have become the new hit. During the busy travel season, air transport expects to move more than 13 million passengers, 14% more than last year. The average number of daily flights is expected to reach 14,800. According to the China Railway Corporation, rail transport expects to move 130 million passengers during the 8-day holiday. The Islamic State claims responsibility for a railway station attack in the French city of Marseille. French Interior Minister Gerard Collomb has denounced the act, which left 2 young victims when a man with a knife killed 2 women on Sunday afternoon in St. Charles Railway Station in Marseille. The attacker rushed at military officers who were patrolling the zone and tried to attack them in the station's public square before being shot and seriously wounded. He succumbed to his wounds at the scene. Risks of terror attacks remain high in France, where emergency security laws were imposed in 2015. After about 130 people were killed and 350 others were injured in a series of explosions and shootings claimed by the Islamic State. French lawmakers are scheduled to vote on October 3rd on an anti-terrorism law, which will turn some emergency rules into law. U.S. President Donald Trump says Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korea about its nuclear and missile programs. Trump tweeted this advice to Tillerson, telling the top U.S. diplomat will do what has to be done. Tillerson, in China, said Saturday the U.S. is maintaining direct channels of communications with North Korea and probing the Asian country's willingness to begin talks. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.